The name of the patient is Emilia Fabella. Last name Fabella. F like in Foxtrot, A, B like in Beta, E, L like in Lima, A like in Alpha. First name, Emilia, E-M-I-L-I-A. Clinical case of a 75-year-old Hispanic female, a patient of Ms. Norisa, N-O-R-I-S-S-A, Howard, H-O-W-A-R-D, A-R-M-P. That is referred to this office for evaluation of the kidney disease. Period. It has been determined that during the last year, in 2021, the GFR in this particular case has been from 59 to 44. There is no evidence of proteinuria. However, there is very good documentation regarding the decrease in the glomerular filtration rate, period. Paragraph. The patient has 20-year history of diabetes mellitus. It has been also apparent that the hemoglobin A1C has been always above 5.8% and as high as 9.8% in 2021. Period. The patient has manifestations like retinopathy with somnolence proliferation according to the notes from the referral. The patient has a demonstrated peripheral vascular disease by Dr. Massaro, M-A-S-S-A-R-O, in 2018. The patient also has significant peripheral neuropathy, period. Comorbidities include hypertension, hyperlipidemia, degenerative joint disease, as well as vitamin D deficiency, period. It is without doubt that this patient has I'll tell you in 15 minutes. Okay, thank you. It is without doubt that the hyperglycemia is the reason for this chronic kidney disease, period. The patient was started on Jardiance, which is an SGLT2, ESG, who is an SGLT2 inhibitor. However, the patient developed urinary tract infections and had to be stopped. That was unfortunate because that medication is excellent in order to prevent the further deterioration of the kidney function. After the initial evaluation that we are going to do, we will consider the administration of Kerendia, period. Meanwhile, this patient does not have very clear the blood sugar control, and for that reason she will get benefit of being referred to endocrinology for management of this diabetes, and this referral should be considered with some priority, period. Following numbers, the patient has hyperlipidemia, Following number, the patient has gastroesophageal reflux disease. Following number, hypothyroidism. The numbers regarding the TSH, T3, and T4 are adequate. Following number, hypertension that is under control, 124 over 65. Following number, morbid obesity, the BMI is 35.8. Following number, vitamin D deficiency and supplementation. We are going to order the CKD workup, including the ultrasound of the kidneys. But as stated above, it's imperative the education regarding the diet and the adjustment in the diabetic medications in order to prevent further deterioration of the kidney function. She is the candidate for mineralocorticoid inhibitor in order to protect the kidney. Thanks a lot for your kind referral paragraph. I spent 20 minutes reviewing the past history and the referral from the office, as well as the lab and imaging. In the face-to-face, 25 minutes. In the documentation, 10 minutes.